Chapter 13. Explaining BPD to Others. In this chapter, talking to others about BPD, figuring out what to say to whom, deciding the best way to say what you need to say. After people find out they have borderline personality disorder, BPD, something they really need to verify with a mental health professional, they often wonder what, when, where, and how to tell other people, not to mention which other people to tell in the first place. They typically report feeling ambivalent about whether they should tell anyone at all. They worry about being stigmatized or even discriminated against by others. Should they tell their family, friends, coworkers, bosses, spouses, or others? If they do, will other people understand and express empathy and support? Or will they react with criticism and derision? In this chapter, we help you sort out whether to tell anyone at all, whom you may want to tell, what to say, how to say what you want to say. Don't panic. You don't really have to tell anybody. The choice is entirely up to you. This chapter can help you make this decision and know how to tell someone if you decide to do so. Deciding whether and whom to tell. Before you decide whether to tell anyone you have BPD, verifying that you truly have the disorder is a good idea. Listening to the symptom list we give you in Chapter 3 isn't enough. You need a diagnosis from a trained mental health professional who has experience treating this disorder. After you have that diagnosis, you can hear the symptoms in Chapter 3 to see whether you think it fits. If a professional says you have BPD, but your perusal of Chapter 3 doesn't lead you to the same conclusion, consider obtaining a second opinion from another experienced mental health professional. After you feel certain the diagnosis fits, you have some decisions to make. Here, we take you through the decision-making process in terms of whether to tell others and whom to tell if you do. The benefits and costs of telling. We recommend that you carefully assess your reasons for telling someone else about your BPD. Consider why you want to share this information and how you think the other person will react. Working through the following two questions may help you decide whom to tell. Do you believe that making this revelation will benefit you in some way? The answer to this question will vary with each person you consider telling about your BPD. For some people, telling a spouse can result in greater empathy if the spouse is reasonably understanding. Telling an abusive spouse, however, isn't likely to result in any benefit. Besides greater empathy, another benefit you may hope for in telling someone else about your BPD is greater closeness to the person you tell. More often than not, however, this hope is an unwarranted expectation because many people know little about BPD and what they have heard of it often comes with a negative label. Unfortunately, the very term personality disorder often carries a highly charged stigma, as if it means something is fundamentally wrong with the person who has the disorder. As a result, people can end up not trusting you or thinking that you're crazy. In turn, they may discriminate against you. As mental health professionals, we know this perspective is wrong, but many people don't. On the other hand, some folks may be able to help you if you decide to explain your BPD to them. See the Figuring Out Whom to Tell section. We simply urge caution in determining whether telling a particular person will help you or hurt you. Remember, even when you think telling someone will be beneficial to you and that person, you can never know for certain what another person's reaction will be. You need to be prepared for the unexpected. Unfortunately, not everyone will be empathetic. What negative consequences do you think can happen if you tell someone? Carefully consider all possible negative reactions you may receive from anyone you decide to tell about your BPD. We discuss the possibility of stigma and discrimination in the preceding section. In addition, some people you tell may feel afraid because of their own ignorance, and as a result, they may treat you like you have the plague or some other contagious illness. Others may worry that they don't know how to interact with you anymore, and in turn, they may avoid you. Some may want to help, but they may feel petrified at the thought of doing the wrong thing and making things worse. Still others may view a personality disorder as an excuse for bad behavior, and thus, they may believe you're using your diagnosis to rationalize your inappropriate actions. Ava's story demonstrates some of the negative consequences of revealing BPD to the wrong person at the wrong time and place. Unfortunately, she was caught off guard and suffered from her disclosure. Ava pulls her sweater down over her wrists to cover the bandages. She hopes no one at the bank notices them. She's only had the job for 2 months and desperately needs to keep it for the healthcare benefits. She's on new hire probation until she's been there for 90 days, and she's already missed a couple of days of work. She punches in and smiles at her coworkers already gathered in the break room. "Hey, what's up?" she asks Ryan, a teller who usually works beside her. "Not much," he replies. "Did you have a good weekend?" Ava starts to feel anxious. She wonders why Ryan is asking her about her weekend. She thinks, he couldn't know that I spent Friday night in the ER after the cuts on my wrist started to bleed too much. But maybe he was there too. He has a couple of kids. One of them has asthma. Maybe his kid had an asthma attack, and he had to take him to the ER. Ava's thoughts begin to spin out of control. Ryan puts his arm on her arm, concerned. As she pulls away, her sweater pulls up, revealing her bandage. "Ava, are you okay? Hey, what happened to your wrist?"
"I cut myself shaving," she stammers.
Ryan says, "Come on, Ava. That's a whole lot more than a nick from shaving. Besides, you don't shave your wrists, do you?"
"Okay, Ryan, promise not to tell anyone, but I have borderline personality disorder, and sometimes I cut myself to feel better. This time, it got out of control. I know it sounds crazy, but gosh, Ava, I didn't know. I've never heard of that. I'm sorry."
Ryan later asks the branch manager what she knows about BPD and mentions that Ava has it. The manager brings Ava into her office and tells her that she isn't working out. Ava loses her job and takes an overdose of medication that evening in an unsuccessful suicide attempt. Ava didn't intend to tell people at work about her BPD. When Ryan saw her bandages, she impulsively blurted out the information. That information likely led to her firing, which is why we want you to be prepared for the unexpected and to know what you want to say when someone confronts you about some of your behaviors. See the sections Deciding What to Tell and Telling Your Story Effectively for more information. Remember, try to have realistic expectations. Discussing your BPD with others can easily backfire. Nonetheless, sometimes revealing information about your BPD is a good idea. Other times, doing so is virtually unavoidable. Never fear. In the next section, we go through the list of people you may be thinking about talking to. Then we tell you what to say and how to say it. Figuring out whom to tell. Considering the implications of discussing your BPD with others is important. Frequently, people with BPD have trouble putting themselves in other people's shoes and fully understanding what their reactions are likely to be. This is one of the major problems underlying the BPD symptom of interpersonal disturbances. See Chapter 3 for more about the symptoms of BPD. So take your time and go through each of the following sections before you decide whom to tell. We can't make this decision for you, but we can highlight some of the possible reactions. Telling family. Not all family members should be told the same thing. Some may need a lot of information, others very little, and others none.
How much you tell your family members depends a lot on the nature of your relationship with them. But you also need to consider some other factors, such as age, emotional stability, and views about mental illness. Different family members and issues to consider with each include the following. Partners or spouses. If you're in a committed relationship, we usually suggest you discuss your BPD diagnosis with your spouse or partner. In fact, many times, meeting with your therapist and partner or spouse in an informational session can be helpful. A supportive relationship can be invaluable in your road to recovery. If your spouse understands what's going on, he or she can provide greater empathy and support. Warning. On the other hand, if your partner is abusive or highly unsupportive, talking about your BPD may not be very useful. In fact, your relationship may even be contributing to your BPD symptoms. Talk this decision over with your therapist. Children. Every situation is different. Generally, when children live with a parent who has BPD, they will at some level know that problems exist. You don't want to try and explain BPD to a very young child. However, by the time a child is in elementary school, some limited information is appropriate. For example, you may decide to tell your young school-aged child that you have a problem controlling your emotions. Even at this age, though, they don't need to hear the diagnosis. The purpose of talking to children about BPD is mainly to let them know that they didn't do anything wrong. Children need to know that mom or dad becomes overly emotional because of an illness, not because they did something that upset their parent. Make sure that the reasons for talking about BPD with children are in their best interest. To obtain support from them isn't a valid reason. You may want to discuss your reasons for telling your kids with your therapist first. The two of you can role-play the discussion to help you figure out just what to say. Adolescents and adult children. Teenagers and adult children may have strong feelings about what being a child of someone with BPD is like. Telling them about BPD can be a way of helping them understand their own feelings. Some adult children of parents with BPD have made a conscious choice to stay away from their BPD parents. If this is the case in your situation, you need to respect this boundary. Talk your concerns over with your therapist. Parents. If you're an adolescent, you may wish to confide in your parents about your concerns that you may have BPD. Ideally, they will respond with empathy and concern, as well as help you seek out professional assistance. On the other hand, they may attempt to minimize your worries by telling you that you're making a mountain out of a molehill. If your parents have typically invalidated you in this manner, they will likely do the same thing here. Some parents may also become defensive, thinking that you're blaming them for your problems. Generally speaking, we think that having this discussion with your parents is worth the risks involved. Even if their reaction is defensive or dismissive at first, they may come around in time. Besides, they may surprise you. The major exception to telling your parents about your BPD is if your parents have emotionally or physically abused you. In this kind of case, you may be better off seeing your school counselor, who can help you determine what kind of services you need and where you can get them. A counselor, conceivably, would even recommend reporting your parents' behavior to authorities if it has been especially outrageous. Finally, if you're an adult child, you have less risk in telling your parents. You also have a longer history of interacting with your folks, so you have an even better idea of what their reaction is likely to be. We recommend that you confide in them if you feel the chances of a supportive reaction are reasonable. Siblings. Siblings range in closeness from the love of best friends to outright hate, or even to distant neutrality. Carefully consider your reasons and expectations for divulging your emotional issues with a sibling. Under ideal circumstances, siblings can provide much-needed support. However, we recommend talking the idea over with your therapist before going ahead. Other relatives. Distant relatives rarely need to know anything about your BPD. However, some relatives may have been closely involved in your life and are, for that reason, capable of giving you support. They may also have been hurt by your emotional outbursts or other symptoms of BPD, and you may wish to explain your behaviors to them. Telling friends and acquaintances. Sometimes people with BPD want to tell friends and acquaintances about their diagnosis because they think everyone is interested in their struggles. You have to consider that talking about yourself isn't always in your best interest. See chapters 8 and 18 for more information about how your words and actions affect other people. Most people in your life don't need to know or want to hear about every detail of your emotional issues. However, a few very close friends will likely want to know so that they can be supportive. Watch how they react when you bring up the subject, and stop talking about BPD if they seem disinterested or uncomfortable. Try not to abuse their support by dominating conversations with your troubles. We recommend not disclosing any information about your BPD to new dating partners, unless the relationship has lasted for a number of months and appears to be stable. See Chapter 18 for more information about dealing with close relationships. Warning. BPD drives many people to expect and want relationships to become extremely close very quickly. We recommend proceeding slowly and with caution. Give the relationship time to develop and take your time before disclosing your diagnosis. Disclosing at work. Typically, you shouldn't tell bosses and coworkers about your BPD. You simply can't expect them to understand and hold sympathetic attitudes. Revealing details about your emotional problems may limit your opportunities for advancement or hinder your searches for a job. Remember, people with BPD often have trouble trusting other people. However, they sometimes invest far more trust in others than their relationships warrant. Generally speaking, we recommend not trusting coworkers and bosses with information about your condition. On the other hand, if you need reasonable accommodations on your job that directly relate to your BPD, you may decide that the risk of disclosure is worth considering. You have the right to make your disclosure at any time, including after you're on the job. However, disclosing such information won't likely help you if you only do so after you're about to be fired. We urge you to talk with your therapist and/or a vocational counselor about these issues before talking to your boss or coworkers about your condition. Your therapist or counselor will likely discuss the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, with you. The ADA protects people with disabilities from discrimination by employers. The Act protects people with both physical and mental disabilities. BPD falls under the ADA's protection. However, the individual with BPD must be qualified and able to do the job with reasonable accommodations. Despite ADA, an employer can fire a person with a disability for the following three reasons. The termination doesn't have anything to do with the disability. The disabled person threatens the safety or health of others. The employee doesn't meet production standards or requirements of the job despite accommodations. Warning. The courts have ruled that employers shouldn't consider improper behavior to be part of a disability. Employers should also expect people with disabilities to get along with their coworkers and to listen to their supervisors. This expectation is an area that some people with BPD have trouble understanding. Symptoms of BPD include unstable relationships, impulsivity, and emotional dysregulation,
all of which often cause the very problems that get people fired from jobs. Tip: if you feel that you've been discriminated against at work for your BPD, go to the U.S. Department of Labor's website and search for the Office of Disability Employment Policy, DOL.gov. This policy spells out what to do and whom to contact. Revealing to professionals. What you disclose to primary health care providers, therapists, and attorneys is held in strict confidence. These professionals often need to know the details of your physical and mental states. Attorneys may not always require as much information, but if they're working for you, an attitude of openness is a good idea. Deciding what to tell. If you choose to tell one or more people about your BPD, you then need to figure out exactly what you want to say. Of course, knowing what you're talking about helps. Therefore, we suggest you learn as much as you can about BPD before you share information with others. Then you can decide what specific aspects of your problem you want to disclose. Educating yourself. Understanding the ins and outs of BPD is like tackling almost any other subject. This book makes a great start because it covers as much information about the disorder as any layperson likely wants to know. However, we recommend you read additional books too. Most people comprehend best when they read information from a variety of perspectives. The internet is also a good source of information, but some sites are far superior to others. Knowing as much as you can about BPD helps you explain things more clearly to others. To determine whom to tell, see the Deciding Whether and Whom to Tell section earlier in this chapter. Furthermore, you'll find treatment easier to understand and benefit from when you have a thorough understanding of BPD. Deciding how much to say. The amount of information you choose to disclose about your BPD depends on whom you're talking to and why. Some explanations lay out the full story. However, most discussions are more limited. The following descriptions give you ideas about various levels of disclosure. Giving a complete explanation. You probably want to make a complete disclosure to your therapist and your spouse or partner. On occasion, you may feel that giving a full explanation to an adult child or someone else who is very important to you is a good idea. For these people, you may want to share the following information. The symptoms of BPD. See Chapter 3. Which BPD symptoms you have. The causes of BPD. See Chapter 4. What treatments are available and how effective they are. See Chapter 11. Information about the treatment you're receiving. Hints about living with someone with BPD. See Part 5. An apology for how your BPD has affected the person you're talking to. Apologies can be very helpful as part of a complete explanation. However, you need to keep in mind that apologies aren't easy to give, and they don't always elicit sympathy and gratitude. Sometimes other people have been sitting on a mound of resentment for years because of how you've treated them. Still, a heartfelt apology can be one of the best ways to improve a relationship. Just remember that the healing process takes time. The following story about John and Emma illustrates how a father decides to make a fairly complete explanation about his BPD to his adult child. He tells her about his diagnosis and a little about the causes, apologizes for his past behavior, and gives her a pamphlet with more information in the hopes that she'll read it. Emma agrees to meet her dad, John, for coffee. Although she hasn't seen him for a long time, she has mixed feelings. She's both angry and sad. During her childhood, he was unreliable and unstable. He missed countless birthdays and special family events. He didn't even show up for her college graduation last year. When he was in a good mood, her dad could be fun. She remembers the laughter and parties.
As Emma approaches the cafe, she notices her dad sitting alone at a table. He looks older than the last time she saw him and kind of sad. "Hey, Dad," Emma says. "How are you? Haven't seen you for a long time." John looks up at his daughter and says, "Hi, Em. It's been about 10 months." "Too long. You look wonderful. Your mom told me about your new job. I'm so proud of you." "I didn't even know you talked to Mom, or for that matter, cared what I was doing," Emma says as she feels the familiar anger rising. "Yes, even when I'm not around, I still keep in touch and ask about you. But I want to talk to you about something today that's pretty hard for me. Let's get you a cup of coffee. Do you want something to eat?" "I hope you have some time to spend with me," John says. "I've got a little time, Dad. I'll have a cup of coffee," she responds. "Okay. What I want to tell you is that I was out of town for the past 10 months getting treatment for my problems. The first thing I want to do is apologize for all the times I let you down. You know, when you were growing up, I was a pretty horrible dad. I was so focused on my own problems that I wasn't there for you. I'm really sorry. So I'm supposed to forget all the times you exploded and walked out? How about the vacations you never came on with us? Or how about my birthdays you missed? I'm 23 years old. And you're just now telling me you're sorry? It feels kinda late. I guess I deserve that. You're right. I can't make it up to you. I know that. I just want you to know that these last 10 months have really opened my eyes to what I did and why I did it. I don't expect you to understand, really. I just want you to know that I am so, so sorry. And I want you to know what it was all about. You see, one thing I learned is that my problem is partly genetic, and it can run in families. I'm pretty sure you don't have it, but you should be aware that your kids could have a little higher risk. So what are you trying to say? That you had some sort of disease that caused you to be a complete jerk? You're not making this easy for me, but I don't blame you. My therapist told me this could be a little rough, and she was right. John sighs and wipes a tear from his eye. I have something that sounds a little awful. It's called borderline personality disorder. It's a condition that primarily involves huge problems with controlling emotions. My mother had it, and I probably learned it from her in addition to inheriting the tendency. Funny thing, though, she managed to be a whole lot better grandmother to you than she was a mother for me. Again, I'm not trying to make excuses for my outrageous behavior. I brought a pamphlet on this disorder if you'd like to read it. I understand if you don't. I know I rarely ever said this, but I do love you. Emma chokes up a bit and says, I don't even know what to say, Dad. I wish we could go back a few years and start over. I'll look at this stuff, and maybe we can talk another time. But give me a little time. This is hard for me, too. As you can see, John's daughter responds with considerable caution. She has been very hurt over the years and fears getting close to her dad. However, she reluctantly agrees to read the information he's given her. Remember, BPD has probably been part of your life for a long time, and for that reason, the effect on others is likely significant. Give the people you decide to tell about your diagnosis time to hear your apologies. Accompanying your apologies with improved ways of relating to them will likely speed the healing. Telling part of the story. If you choose to reveal something about your BPD to people other than your therapist or those very close to you, you probably want to limit the discussion. We suggest that you focus on one or two key aspects of your behavior or BPD that seem important to convey to the person you're talking to. Limiting your discussion likely means that you avoid revealing the diagnosis because BPD carries a stigma for too many people. Even the term personality disorder is readily misunderstood, and sounds more ominous to other people than it is. Thus, you probably won't go through your entire list of symptoms when you're telling only part of your story. Instead, you may choose to focus on your difficulty with emotional regulation, in other words, managing your feelings. Perhaps you want to mention that you've been getting some professional help for your difficulty. Again, make sure you have a clear handle on why you're choosing to discuss the issue. An example of a good reason why you may choose to tell someone who isn't very close to you about your problems is because you've had some trouble at work and you want to provide a brief explanation to your boss. For instance, maybe you've missed more work than you'd have liked to, or you've blown up at some coworkers. You probably don't want to tell your boss that you have BPD, but explaining that you're getting help for handling intense emotions may help you keep your job. Sophie and Adam's story shows you how someone may decide to make a partial disclosure. Sophie has dated Adam for about 6 weeks and likes him a lot, but she realizes she should focus on treating her BPD before getting serious with someone. Because she hasn't been with him a long time and they haven't gotten that serious, she decides to reveal only a couple of details about her BPD. Adam pulls up to the emergency entrance of the hospital. A nurse walks Sophie, Adam's girlfriend, out and helps her into the car. "Let me take you home," Adam says when the door closes. "I'm so sorry that I didn't call you last week. You know how much I love you. I want us to work out. I was so scared when you called me. Why did you do it? Why did you cut yourself?" Sophie glances at Adam. She knows he cares about her and wants her to be stable. She realizes how frightened he was when she called him, drugged and cutting herself. But she's had a number of long talks with her doctor, and they both finally agreed that she's not ready for a relationship. She must work on her own issues first. "Adam, thanks for coming to get me," she starts. "I really care about you. But I need to tell you that I have some problems." "Everyone has problems, Sophie. I can help you. We'll work on this together," Adam offers. "Adam, I have a lot of trouble staying calm. I need to stay focused on getting myself together. This has nothing to do with you. I've been this way for a long time, and I'm just beginning to understand it myself. So I'd like you to drop me off at my house and stop calling me for a while. I need some space." "Wow. Space. I've heard that one before. So I guess this is the end of us," Adam responds. "Maybe not, Adam. I'll call you in a few months if I'm doing better. I'm so sorry." Sophie grasps her hands together. "This is pretty tough for me." "Right." Adam stares ahead as he pulls up her drive. "See you around." Sophie had no compelling reason to tell Adam more about herself and her disorder. Doing so would only risk his telling others about her problems. He knows a lot of her friends and colleagues at work, and he may be tempted to tell them because he feels hurt over the breakup. Telling your story effectively. Perhaps you've made the decision to tell someone about your BPD, and you've decided what you want to tell that person. We recommend that you ponder how you want to tell your story. Consider the following suggestions. Choose a private place to talk. Allow enough time for your talk. Don't use jargon you learned in therapy. Consider talking during a mildly distracting activity, such as walking, driving, or hiking, to help keep your emotions in check. Practice the talk in your mind or with your therapist. Go over both best and worst-case scenarios. If you become too emotional, step back. Consider telling the person that you want to talk more, but that you need to take a break. If the other person reacts with anger, stop, and perhaps try again later. Remember, talking to others about BPD can be challenging. You don't have to tell everyone everything, and certainly not all at once. Try to be prepared for any reaction you may get. If things get too emotional, stop for the time being and try to resume the talk later.